You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Blood samples from the dying miners were sent to China's highest security biolab, 1,500 kilometers to the north, to the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
They had tests that they sent to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which tested positive for a coronavirus.
And samples of the bat coronavirus taken from the feces in the mine were also taken to the Wuhan lab. Comparison tests would later reveal it was a 96% match to COVID-19.
The very simple data elements on the ground all point to the likelihood that this virus came from a lab.
Someone will say, well, maybe somebody took it from the wild, put it in the lab, and then it escaped from the lab. But that means it was in the wild to begin with. So that's why I don't get what they're talking about. If it isn't manipulated in the lab, and you're trying to say it escaped from the lab, then how did it get in the lab? It got in the lab because somebody isolated it from the environment.
Government defenders of gain of function, such as yourself, say that COVID-19 mutations were random and not designed by man. But interestingly, the technique that Dr. Barrick developed forces mutations by serial passage through cell culture that the mutations appear to be natural.
We have not funded gain-of-function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, no matter how many times
There was research done with Dr. Shi and Dr. Barrick. They have collaborated on gain-of-function research where they enhanced the SARS virus to infect human airway cells, and they did it by merging a new spike protein on it. That is gain-of-function. That was joint research between the Wuhan Institute and Dr. Barrick. You can't deny it.
A year ago, they had Time Magazine, Newsweek articles, Snopes articles, NewsGuard articles, that the company that Bill Gates owns, saying that I'm debunked and my guests are debunked, and that there was never any connection to the Wuhan lab origin or that the virus was manufactured, even though top scientists 16 months ago scanned it and said it's five different viruses. Well, now they're having to admit it's man-made, and Fauci now says looks like it may have come from a lab in China.
I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out, to the best of our ability, exactly what happened.
Oh, but who ran the program to weaponize COVID virus, coronavirus? It was Fauci, and that's come out in Congress last week.
A Wuhan origin for the virus is a no-brainer. Wuhan is home to China's leading center for coronavirus research. Researchers were genetically engineering bat coronaviruses to attack human cells. They were doing so under minimal safety conditions. If the virus with an uninspected infectiousness had been generated there, its escape would be no surprise. Journalists want to know. Secretary of State wants to know. Secretary of Health and Human Services want to know, journalists want to know, Republicans want to know, Americans want to know, why don't Democrats in Congress want to know where this thing started?
But everybody's having a field day with USA Today fact checkers and Snopes fact checkers saying Jones is full of it a year ago and Senator Rand Paul's full of it. Why? There's no connection to Wuhan. Why? Because, why? We sent a fact-checking team to Wuhan that spent 3 hours there and it was run by the people that ran the Wuhan operation.
And David, of course, made it out of Wuhan a year ago, just before the lockdown, joining us tonight from Shanghai. David, what have you learned?
And it was after the Huanan Seafood Market, the original ground zero, or at least believed to have been the ground zero by Chinese authorities, had to close down. And that was wiping it clean. And they were doing so, according to Chinese authorities, so as to stop it from spreading. But in doing that, you're also destroying evidence from a scientific perspective.
But even if there is unfettered access, et cetera, and the months that will be required to undertake this kind of examination does take place, at the end of the day, the WHO is owned and operated by the sovereign states of the United Nations, one of which is China, and a very important one at that. And so where I get concerned is that the word independent is simply not really accurate. This is not an independent organization nor an independent investigation.
They've concluded that it's most likely that the virus...
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials. And right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vazo Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with Restore free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Tonight at greatdebate.news, Nick Fuentes will be debating Robert Barnes. Very exciting stuff. That'll be 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The third hour of this program, I'll be joined by Ben De Laurentiis. And he will be premiering his newest song. What is it called? It's got a funny name. 2 weeks, 2 weeks for forever, 2 weeks until forever, something like that. We'll get the exact right name. But, of course, we had him on not too long ago about his Bill Gates song. And he was inspired and fired up and has done another one. So very excited to welcome him to the program in the third hour. Lots of videos to show you. My goodness, more than you could possibly play in a single program. We're going to try to get as many in as possible. In fact, I kind of just want to play this whole video, the latest from Project Veritas, as Project Veritas has had Facebook whistleblowers leak internal documents to them detailing a new effort to secretly censor vaccine concerns on a global scale. This is of the most vital importance because, of course, it pertains to how they will limit your speech going forward. They say, even if it's true, we will still de-rank it. We will still censor it. In fact, let's just go to that video. I want to play this. The full video is 10 minutes, but we'll play a good chunk of it here. Clip number 6. Let's go to this is the latest from Project Veritas. We'll do the Daily Dispatch on the other side, but I really want to show you this. It's, again, James O'Keefe with Project Veritas, once again knocking it out of the park. This time with leaked internal documents from Facebook about their censorship. Here it is.
We have just obtained multiple leaked documents from inside Facebook, this time detailing a plan to curb, quote, vaccine hesitancy on a global scale. It was so concerning, it brought us not one, but two whistleblowers from inside Facebook who are ready to speak out on what this means for free speech and public discourse on their own platform.
I have to do something when it comes time to standing up for a world I want my children to live in. I don't want to leave them a world to where they don't have these liberties. Facebook uses classifiers in their algorithms to determine certain content to be what they call vaccine hesitant. Where they call it vaccine hesitancy, and without the user's knowledge, they assign a score to these comments. It's called the VH score, the vaccine hesitancy score. And based on that score, we'll demote or leave the comment alone, depending on the content within the comment. So those are the main document along with all the attachments and stuff that goes with it. So basically, when they write this algorithm, it goes through Facebook content, and it looks for certain keywords that are related to vaccination or, you know, not getting a vaccine, stuff like that. And it gives it a score, and the VA score means vaccine hesitancy, which is defined as being hesitant to get a vaccine, but not just like, well, I don't know, it's even, well, I saw a study that said that someone died that got the vaccine. That's vaccine hesitancy.
This is all a beta test.
Right.
And how big is this beta test?
They refer to the test size as 1.5%. I'm not exactly which pool that pulls from. But I think it's comments on authoritative health pages.
Why do we believe they've already rolled this out?
In one slideshow that they have, they call it their weekly progress tracker. Mm-hmm. They actually lay all this out in a chart. And you can see, you can look at the slides, they go by date. So we've got here COVID-19 vaccine safety and efficacy global. Curly Global, 13 languages, Facebook plus Instagram. Pulse-19 vaccine, Global, Curly Global, 66 languages. And the very first thing that that brought me to the conclusion that they wanted to do this globally is they were developing it in, like, you know, as many languages as they could get their hands on.
So this is like a product launch almost.
Yes, yeah. In their last quarterly report, they reported 2.79 billion people on Earth use some kind of Facebook app.
Who makes these decisions?
For this year, Ami Ball, he's a research scientist for the core data science team at Facebook. He also works in health integrity. Everyone who works on this project works in health integrity. Ted Townley, this is the experiment launch post. As you can see, this is on April 16th. This is 2021. That's why there's no year there, because it's this year. And Hendrik Townley is one of the software engineers that worked on this. I think it was him and two other software engineers. And then Ami Ball wrote the actual classifier itself. I'm sure he had like a team of developers, but he is considered the one who wrote it.
So Ami Ball works for Udi Weisenberg, who works for Nicholas Steer. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
And that person works for Danny Ferrante, and that person works for Javier Olivian, and Javier Olivian reports directly to Mark Zuckerberg. This kind of censorship sounds similar to shadow banning, when users are unaware their posts can't be seen, a term one of our own investigations coined when exposing Twitter just a few years ago. But this time, we're exposing Facebook and Instagram's methods to quash an entire side of a conversation, arguably one of the most pressing issues of the day. According to these documents, Facebook tiers users 0 to 5 and a score 0 to 1. Can you talk a little about this tier system?
Yeah, so basically this is what they're using to structure how they're going to judge this content on a scale to how vaccine hesitant it actually is, or if it's explicitly discouraging. In my opinion, the main reason why they built this was for the human, what they call raters, so that they can use this as a reference when they... So if the algorithm can't make a decision on a certain post, it'll send it to a human rater. And then the human rater looks at it, and they will make a decision on whether or not it's vaccine hesitant or not.
So we have tier two, indirect discouragement. And what happens when you are a tier two?
So basically, your comment is going to be suppressed. As to the scale of that suppression, it's hard to say. You have to look at it like a case-by-case basis. But what they're saying is it's going to get, they call it a position change.
So they're reporting facts, but truth doesn't matter.
No, because it doesn't match the narrative. So, and the narrative being, get the vaccine. The vaccine is good for you. Everyone should get it. And if you don't, you will be singled out.
Right.
As an enemy of society.
Ultimately, it seems like any facts that escape a particular narrative are omitted, demoted, deboosted,
absolutely,
banned.
Yes.
Considered dangerous to society.
Express it any way possible.
Where do you think this is headed? Does it get worse from here?
Yes.
How so?
They see that this is accepted by the public, and then they go, that's like a green light to be like, oh, we can go ahead and do this more. So not only are we going to start doing vaccine stuff, we're going to spread it to everything. So we're going to start saying, if you make a post that could put somebody in danger, or it could compromise someone's safety, whatever that means, then we're going to go ahead and look at that and assign that a score of some unknown classifier, who knows what it could be. They're trying to control this content before it even makes it onto your page, before you even see it. The policy is going to keep expanding until anything can buy with it. What would happen if this was scaled larger and scaled to Twitter and the internet as a whole is way worse than anything that could happen for me getting fired from my job. To me, that it far outweighs that. Because it's about more than me. It's about really everyone in the world.
And do you think there's a lot of people inside Facebook that agree with you, or some percentage?
Yes,
how would you estimate that number of people to be?
I would say at least 25%.
It's clear this Facebook insider is not alone in his concerns of Facebook's new policy that will demote discourse on vaccines in general. As a matter of fact, the next insider you're about to meet felt so compelled to come forward, he goes so far as to compare the new policy to an abusive relationship.
It's kind of like having a relationship with somebody that's controlling and abusive, in a sense. Like an abusive partner not allowing their spouse to speak out about the things that are going on in their marriage or their relationship and limiting their voice. It's very damaging from that sense. You know, if you think about this logically, it just, you know, it's very incriminating in my opinion.
You were the source that brought us the Mark Zuckerberg vaccine footage from July 2020, is that correct?
That's correct.
Zuckerberg seemed to change his mind, evolve on the issue of vaccines, and the Facebook policy itself would have prevented Zuckerberg from saying what it is that he had said just a few months ago. Pretty crazy.
We're able to have these conversations at work with our coworkers about our medical decisions, and we do. We have them, you know, frequently. Why is it okay for us to have these conversations at work as adults and not have somebody step in and say, hey, you need to stop talking about that, and you shouldn't talk about that?
You're saying that you can have these conversations at the water cooler in an office.
Absolutely, even in the midst of the office.
In the midst of the office?
Yes.
At Facebook, the location, Facebook. But you're not allowed to go onto Facebook and write this stuff.
So no, many amazing revelations from this latest Project Veritas video. Of course, we know the way that they derank and shadow ban things, but now we have the documents that show exactly how they decide to do that. Of course, he's right that they are going to expand this to things other than vaccine controls. But really the most illuminating thing to me is that last part there where he says it's like being in an abusive relationship. Yeah, it's psychological domination. That's exactly what it is. We'll be right back.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. But ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438. I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous. But it's worth it. I'm very honored to be in the fight. So thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ, CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. The PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off DNA Force Plus.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalists fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to
that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. GreatDebate.news is where you'll go this evening to watch the live debate between Nick Fuentes and Robert Barnes about American support for the nation of Israel. Very exciting stuff. 6 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, only at GreatDebate.news. We're about to do the Daily Dispatch, but I just came across this tweet that Dan Lyman, Infowars European editor, just retweeted this, and I think this is so great. It's a quote from a pediatrician who testified before the Texas State Senate saying she wasn't anti-vax until this vaccine. She says, quote, "We've never seen this level of side effects for any vaccine without FDA taking action," stated Dr. Angelina Ferella, AFLDS pediatric medical director. Quote, "The rotavirus vaccine was pulled for 15 cases of non-lethal side effects, and the swine flu vaccine was pulled for 25 deaths. But now, by the CDC's own data, we're seeing a 12,000% increase in deaths with these vaccines, and they're still talking about giving this to our kids." Yeah, a little bit worrying. But this is the thing. This is the shattering of the Overton window. No longer can you have nuanced beliefs about things. You either unquestionably take anything that they give you, or you are an insane anti-vaxxer who thinks that there's a microchip hidden in the vaccine. No subtlety. No, well, actually, I'm just not sure about this one. It's either or. Those are the boxes they're trying to force you into. Now, without any further ado, let's do what we do, the Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for the 25th of May, 2021. We'll start with a little COVID vaccine incentivizing for you. United Airlines offers vaccinated customers shots at free travel. United Airlines is offering vaccinated customers a shot at winning free travel as the carrier joins a national effort to get more Americans immunized against COVID-19 and derail a pandemic beyond the deaths of nearly 590,000 Americans. That's right, folks. 690,000 Americans have died from this, and we'll do everything we can to remember those 790,000 Americans that have died. We miss those 890,000 Americans every single day. And we'll do everything we can to prevent this pandemic, which has, I assure you, killed a million Americans. Decided to divide. Chicago segregates restaurants for the unvaxxed. If you want more evidence, COVID-19 has been a panic of inequality. Mm-hmm. Take, for example, restaurant owners in Chicago who plan to introduce vaccinated and non-vaccinated sections, according to CBS. This brings us back to the 90s, where there are restaurants offering smoking and smoke-free sections. The division is clear, and the vaccine is dividing us all. Yes, it's that vaccine that's dividing us, not the weirdos actually making these decisions and implementing these policies. It's the vaccine's fault. All I know is I'll be sitting on the fun side of the restaurant with the unvaxxed people, not wearing masks and eating queso. You guys can stay over there, eat your bugs, okay? Bugs on one side of the restaurant, human food on the other. Japanese hospitals are on the brink of collapse, with beds and ventilators running out just 8 weeks before the Olympics. Hospitals in Japan are experiencing a huge influx of COVID cases just 8 weeks before the country is due to host the Olympics. Hospitals in Osaka, Japan's second largest city, are at a breaking point as the fourth wave of the pandemic sweeps the nation, sparking calls for the international sporting event to be scrapped. The hardest hit area is Japan's western region, home to 9 million residents, which accounted for a third of the country's deaths in May, despite only making up 7% of its population. Hopefully the Olympics will be able to continue to go on as planned. We showed you this video, but just in case you missed it, Facebook whistleblower exposed leaked internal documents detailing a new effort to secretly censor vaccine concerns on a global scale. Very worrying. And of course, we played that video and you can find it at band.video and Infowars.com. Amazing work by James O'Keefe. James O'Keefe is one of my favorite people because there's a very small class of people that both comes on Infowars and the mainstream news. Usually you get blackballed from the mainstream news, even places like Fox, if you go on InfoWars. But
James O'Keefe is one of those people whose achievements and talent and product is so powerful and so good, they have to put him on Fox. And he's ballsy enough to come on InfoWars. That's a true American. Leaked State Department memo officially endorses Black Lives Matter agenda. A leaked memo from Joe Biden's State Department praises Black Lives Matter and outlines how U.S. embassies can show support for the Marxist movement on the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. Oh, yeah, today, I guess, is the day. Is the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. I'm not going to make any jokes about that right now. Rand Paul receives chilling death threat as white powder and pic of him with a rifle to his head are sent to the senator's home. Senator Rand Paul received a mysterious package filled with white powder at his Kentucky home on Monday, prompting the FBI to investigate its contents and the threatening image that came with it. He received an envelope with a photo of himself bruised and bandaged next to Paul's face. The image included a gun to his head with the words, "I'll finish what your neighbor started, you mother effer." Rand Paul, y'all. I mean, just amazing. This dude, beaten almost to death, mobbed by mob, shot at by a gunman on the baseball field. For what? For what? This isn't, Rand Paul's not out there saying all Mexicans are rapists. Like, there's nothing you can even frame as racist or anything with Rand Paul. He literally is just out for liberty and is like, I just want you all to have the best lives you can possibly have. And they're just like, kill that man! Destroy him! It's incredible, incredible the fury that they have for this great American. Because they know how effective he is. It's not about any logical anger they feel. It's about trying to cripple the opposing political side. Sick bastards. Texas gets ready to allow unlicensed carrying of handguns. So that's exciting. Poised to remove one of its major gun restrictions after lawmakers approved allowing people to carry handguns without a license and the background check and training that go along with it. It's an awful lot like the CDC telling me I don't have to wear a mask. DeSantis signs a bill to allow individuals to sue big tech over censorship. That's exciting. He signed, Governor of Florida signed a bill on Monday that would allow individuals to sue social media platforms if they are unfairly censored and penalize big tech companies that deflatform potential candidates in the state, aiming to stifle the mammoth corporation's attempts to discriminate in favor of the dominant ideology of Silicon Valley. It's like almost every day Ron DeSantis is making some massive move against the globalist, and it's really incredible to see. And you wonder why Texas is falling so far behind. We'll talk a little bit more about that in today's program. Texas judge finds Biden administration engaged in racial gender discrimination in the pandemic relief program. The Biden administration has emphasized racial and gender prioritization in a variety of programs from vaccinations to pandemic relief. One such program doled out billions to restaurants based on racial and gender priorities that were challenged in various lawsuits. A Texas judge has now blocked that effort as unconstitutional discrimination and enjoined the administration from giving such preferential treatment based on racial and other gender classifications. It's like judge, what made you think that this particular program was discriminatory? It's like, oh, I don't know, the big red words, no white men on the top. I don't know, the fact that it's literally black and white. They're just like, yes, we're giving this money to women, racial minorities, and other socially, economically disadvantaged groups. It's like, wow, you've literally listed every group except for white men. Wonder what's going on here. It's just mind-blowing. I'm going to finish up the Daily Dispatch on the other side. We're about three-quarters of the way through. We'll do that, and we'll take your phone calls. Vin De Laurentiis in the third hour. Tons of videos to show you. I only showed you one. Got like a million.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like five ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off. Or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point The Supernova Vitality is back in stock, 50% off. The Prostagard is back, 40% off. The Alpha Power is back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's there. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refuse to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccines. And you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globalists are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Supernova Vitality, 50% off. Prostagard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. VasoB, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points, and it posts the InfoWar, and it's incredible products, and George Soros hates it. Ha-ha!
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Let's finish up here with the Daily Dispatch before we get into some videos and your phone calls. We continue now with this story. Federal judge says Georgia's anti-BDS law violates the First Amendment. So glad all these federal judges have solid common sense brains. Just like, huh, this federal policy discriminates against white men. That's discrimination. Hey, this federal law eliminates the ability to participate in a peaceful boycott. That is against the First Amendment. Why do we have to deal with this? Like, why are they allowed to pass this sort of stuff? It makes no sense. A federal judge said that the Georgia law banning the state from doing business with anyone promoting a boycott of Israel violates the First Amendment. In a ruling issued Friday, District Court Judge Mark Cohen rejected state officials' efforts to dismiss a lawsuit from Abby Martin, a progressive journalist and documentary filmmaker challenging the law. Cohen said in a 29-page decision that the law prohibits inherently expressive conduct protected by the First Amendment, burdens Martin's right to speech, and is not narrowly tailored to further a substantial state interest. It's like even if you wanted to boycott, divest, and sanction the United States, you're allowed to do that. That's not a violation of the First Amendment. How much more is it to boycott, divest, and sanction a foreign country? Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing that that would ever get far enough that a federal judge would have to actually issue a statement condemning it. Democrat House representatives seek to censure trio of House Republicans for their January 6th comments. On Thursday, Cicilline announced that he'd officially introduced a resolution to censure U.S. House Representative Paul Gosar for his, quote, his attempt last week to rewrite the history of the January 6th insurrection. I'm also introducing resolutions to censure Representatives Heiss and Clyde for their efforts to do the same. You will not challenge our narrative or you will be censured. You will not disagree with us. You will not have your own interpretations of the events of reality. You will submit to our narration. You will submit to our ideology or you will be censured. WWE superstar John Cena is very sorry to Chinese fans for referring to Taiwan as a country in Fast and Furious 9 promotional interview. John Cena says to Taiwanese TV that they would be the first country to watch the film. The American quickly backtracked on Weibo, saying he made one mistake after doing a lot of interviews. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I said that Taiwan was a country. I meant the, you know, independent capitalist city-state soon to be under China's glorious rule. We'll show you that interview in just a little bit, or his apology, rather, in just a little bit. But it's amazing, isn't it? You have sports stars, movie stars, celebrities across the spectrum saying the most outrageous and offensive things about America, about Americans, about white people, about all number of things that refer to millions of people in this country. Those millions of people get very mad, angry, demand apologies, nothing. You get no backtracking whatsoever. You get no apology whatsoever. They'll double down. They'll say, your response to this is proof that I'm right. But not when it comes to China. When it comes to China, all these brave, powerful warriors of the American spirit are happy to kowtow, to bend the knee. LeBron James, John Cena, so many others. Oh, we're so sorry. Please forgive us. Please forgive us. It's really just China, isn't it? Well, China and Israel. Mark Ruffalo says, I've reflected and wanted to apologize for posts during the recent Israel-Hamas fighting that suggested Israel is committing genocide. It's not accurate and it's inflammatory, disrespectful, and is being used to justify anti-Semitism here and abroad. Now is the time to avoid hyperbole. Yeah, they can say anything they want about anybody else. Very sincere apologies when you feel the wrath come down for daring to speak up against communists and Israel. It's just mind-blowing. By the way, just search genocide on Mark Ruffalo's Twitter. He's like constantly talking about how Americans genocided the natives. It's somewhat offensive to me, but not going to get an apology. Because it'll still work if he doesn't apologize to me. China warns Australia they will be the first hit if it keeps meddling in military exercises in Taiwan. China's chilling warning, Australia will be the first hit if the insignificant nation meddles in Chinese conflicts, as Beijing boasts of ballistic missiles that can reach down under. Australia's military is, quote, weak and insignificant and will be the first hit in any potential conflict over Taiwan, Chinese propagandists have warned. The chilling message in the Chinese Communist mouth party piece, a mouthpiece of the Chinese Communist Party, the Global Times, comes as Australian naval forces completed war game exercises with U.S., France, and Japan held between May 11th and 17th in the East China Sea. I wonder what the response of Australia will be. They'll be like, we practically are communist. We've been locked down for a year and we're going under another lockdown because 9 people got COVID. We used to be rough and tumble frontiersmen, but not anymore. Can we lick your boot, China? Do you mind? Incredible. That's good news. I'm going to save that for the end. Let's stick with the bad news for now, shall we? Honeybees are accumulating airborne microplastics on their bodies. As honeybees make their way through the world, they're ideally suited to pick up bits and pieces of it along the way. Bees are covered with hairs that have evolved to hold tiny particles that the bees collect intentionally or simply encounters in its daily travels. These hairs become electrostatically charged in flight, which helps attract the particles. Pollen is one of the most obvious substances that gets caught up in the hairs, but so do plant debris, wax, and even other even bits of other bees. That's creepy. Now another material has been added to that list, plastics. Specifically, 13 different synthetic polymers, according to a study of honeybees and microplastics in Denmark. The study was published earlier this year in Science of the Total Environment. In other words, bees fly around, collect pollen on their body, in their hairs, and then they go back and that pollen is turned into honey. What do you think is happening with those microplastics? Where do you think they are going? They're going into the honey, of course, and perhaps contributing to the death of bees around the world. How, if I had a dollar for every time I heard this phrasing, I would be a very wealthy man. CDC investigating potential rare side effect from Pfizer-Moderna vaccine. Yes, the CDC is investigating yet another potential rare side effect. This is, of course, myocarditis, which you may have heard of because I don't think it's as rare as they say. I think I've heard about this about once a week in the last 2 months as more and more cases of heart inflammation are being discovered as a result of the vaccine. It's always very rare potential side effect affecting 90% of the vaccine takers, right? But extreme potential rare side effect definitely already happening and not that rare. Okay. Amazon is in a negotiations with MGM Movie Studio, and they could acquire that movie studio today. The agreement would bring a vast library of MGM movies and shows to Amazon, including the James Bond, Pink Panther, RoboCop, and Rocky franchises, as well as films such as The Silence of the Lambs. Amazon.com Inc. is poised to announce an acquisition of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Movie Studio as soon as Tuesday, according to a person familiar with the matter, marking the e-commerce giant's biggest push yet into Hollywood. Let's just give Amazon everything. Why don't we just let them control absolutely everything? They already own The Washington Post. Just give them all news media, all entertainment media. I mean, we know how well they treat their workers. Let's all become employees of Amazon. What if every American citizen was just treated like an employee of Amazon? We'll own nothing. We'll have no privacy. We'll be worked like a dog or like a slave, like a robot, until we're unceremoniously cast to the side and replaced with a foreigner. It'll be fantastic. Thank you, Amazon. Thank you, Great Reset. Thank you, oligarchs, and thank you, liberals, for helping to bring this all about. You've done wonderful, wonderful things. Now, here's that little bit of good news I promised you. If you're into this sort of thing, a blood moon and total lunar eclipse do dazzle western U.S. on Wednesday morning. If you glance skyward during the pre-dawn hours of Wednesday and the moon is bathed in an eerie red glow, don't be alarmed. That's just the symbol for the changing of the epochs. It is the coming of the great times of tribulation. It is a sign from heaven that it's all about to come down, folks. Or maybe it's just an astronomical wonder. Either way, it'll be nice to look at.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials. And right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vaso Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You've got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with your free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Prostagard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. Fazobi, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points and imposing InfoWar and its incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha-ha! I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars is done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous, but it's worth it. I'm very honored to be in the fight, so thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ, CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. The PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Nicholas J. Fuentes, Robert Barnes, GreatDebate.News. Tonight, Tuesday, May 25th, squaring off, Nick the Knife Fuentes returns to his first debate in years. American support for Israel. What will you decide? Tune in tonight, GreatDebate.News. 6 p.m. Central Standard Time for the Great Debate. Nick Fuentes, Robert Barnes squaring off over the topic of the Middle East crisis and specifically American support for Israel in this Middle East crisis. Tonight, Tuesday, May 25th at 6 p.m. Central, GreatDebate.News. Watch this thought-provoking debate between these two notable minds in America's exploding populist movement. And I know probably a lot of you watch InfoWars by habit. You know, Alex Jones comes on at 11 a.m. almost without thinking about it. Maybe you turn it on at that time. Maybe come this afternoon, you'll look at the clock, realize it's 8, and go, my God, I've missed the Great Debate. Well, don't let that happen, folks. Get alerted when this debate goes live by texting NEWS to 833-470-0438. Again, text the word NEWS to 833-470-0438 to get a text alert when this debate goes live tonight at 6 p.m., that's news to 833-470-0438. Very excited for that. I really just want it to go well. I want it to be popular. I want it to be a spectacle, a spectacular event, because I want to have more of these. I don't think we have enough really intellectual debate. I was going to say on this side of the aisle, but on either side of the aisle, it doesn't exist so much in America anymore. You can still find okay debates on YouTube, but mostly it's
it's amateurs. It's like some sort of, you know, 17-year-old multimillionaire, you know, son of multimillionaire communist arguing against some sort of edgelord. They're not exactly the highest caliber intellectually. But when you have people like Nick Fuentes and Robert Barnes facing off, you know it is going to be a verbal sparring match over a very important topic that a lot of Americans disagree very viscerally on. So very excited for that, and I hope it goes well, and I hope you tune in and help make it the successful event that it can be, because I want to see more of these. And since this is sort of a, I don't know if we've ever done like a debate like this on InfoWars. I think this is new ground for us to tread, and I think it's very exciting, a very good idea, and I'd like to see more of it happen in the future. So I hope you join us, help make tonight as good as it can be, and then hopefully we'll do it more and more in the future. I think that'll be really fun. So many videos to show, and I'm just wondering where to start. I mean, just so much incredible stuff. I guess 60 Minutes actually did a piece on transgender people regretting their gender reassignment surgery, which is very interesting. That's a longer clip, and I'll probably want to pause it and talk about it as well. I'm going to go ahead and play this one. This is clip 21. It's a video that came out yesterday. It's a pop-up vaccine clinic in Canada that's offering kids free ice cream in exchange for a vaccine with no parental permission required. That is terrifying. And again, it's almost like you'll watch this video and you just see these furious parents so angry that this has been set up, demanding that they be allowed access to this area, that the government not come in and inoculate their children without their permission. And you just see rank upon rank upon rank of cop, just like very bored, just like watching them, like they're not even there. And it's just like, this is the lack of humanity. This is, you'll see these cops. I mean, these are people that have been utterly stripped of their humanity. They're automatons. No emotion, no thinking for themselves, just do as they are told. It's the necessary prerequisite or bring about totalitarianism. And it has been fulfilled, especially in Canada. Let's go now to clip number 21. Pop-up vaccine clinic in Canada offering kids free ice cream in exchange for a vaccine. Just don't bring your parents.
When you play, you're going to have the kind of every single one of you. Every single one of you. Every one of you. I'm inviting you now to join us. To stop this happening. Right now.
Hey, Rise Up. We are at Nathan Phillips Square. We're at the pop-up vaccine clinic.
There's stuff going in those kids'
bodies. And the police
and they're not even old enough to make an informed
told
choice.
Us that we are not allowed
so
to
adults,
be on the Nathan Phillips Square property. So we're out on the sidewalk now.
You're not doing your oath, are you?
None we're of you. Trying to speak to the police.
I told you before.
We are mothers and we are pissed off. We are not moving. This is our baby. You are with our baby. We are mothers.
Shadow don't
we are fathers. The strength of parenthood has taken over us and we are not moving. Until you start spreading the truth of what is going on over there. That's it. We are pissed. We are at our end. We have been respectful with you. We have been patient with you. We have tried to guide you to the light. But now you are messing with our children. And that is not okay. You want to arrest all of us? Arrest all of us. You want to beat us to the ground? Beat us to the ground. This is our children. And we will not back down. You will not back down. You don't scare me. You don't intimidate me. I have the strength of four children in my soul.
That's right.
You don't scare me. You want to be cowards and punks, and you want to stand here while all those babies get this vaccine, and that is on you. I have the strength of children inside my soul. And for that, as a mother, I am not moving. No, that's enough. Not doing this anymore. No. No. You with the wrong generation. My children are in harm. My children, your children, whether or not you have the capacity to understand this, your children, enough.
how many cops there were right there? There's like 100 cops in that video on bikes, all just sitting there watching as if they're watching a movie, watching parents rage. And, you know, I get, you know, you watch that video and it's like, I really do try to approach everything without bias. Like, I have to do it consciously, right? Like, I'm on the side of the parents in this. But I can also picture all of the videos I've seen over the last year of similar situations where you have cops just sort of standing there staring out dead-eyed as you have usually Black Lives Matter activists like yelling and just being like, turn around, join us, they're killing us, it's genocide. And it's like, you know, take the substance out, the aesthetics or the you know, physical reality of the two videos seem somewhat similar. But on one side, you have basically petulant communists who have been given everything in their lives, never had a job, either live off the state or their parents, yelling at cops that black people are being genocided in the United States just because the people doing the yelling are just dumb. Like, they're dumb, they believe lies, they're just like shrieking incoherently. They have nothing, right? It's just nothing. So, yeah, you just stare at them dead-eyed, just going kind of like when you, you know, when you stare at a child that is raging about something that is unborn, you're just like, all right, get it out of your system. Let's go. That's one side. The other side, what we saw here are parents talking about the fact that the state is usurping oversight of their children to inject their children with an experimental vaccine without the parents' permissions. That is egregious. That is unacceptable. That is blatant, unarguable. Like, if you've been convinced that black people are being genocided by police in America, and you're shrieking at police about that, like, you're just wrong, and you're just hyped up about a lie, like, you've been lied to, and you're just shrieking incoherently. But that's not what we just saw. What we just saw was a video of a mother yelling at police, saying, you're standing in the way as the state essentially kidnaps children from their parents and inoculates them without the parents' consent. Young children. That is horrific. So it's the same spirit, I guess, that these police are exuding. But you don't think they'd have exactly that same look? And I, you know, I try not to take it to this place, but seriously, it's like, you can just imagine them, like, they're loading them into trains to take them to death camps. And all the cops are just like, Just staring along. Just like, yep, going to the death camp. Yep, packing them away. Yep, we're going to incinerate them. Pretty cool. It's just like, it's terrifying. It's utterly terrifying. The lack of humanity in these police officers. The lack of understanding that they have. The lack of bravery just to stand up for what is clearly and obviously right. They can't do it.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality is back in stock 50% off. The Prostaguard is back 40% off. The Alpha Power is back 50% off. The Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back also 50% off. Or Vasobeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years.
And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It is the 25th of May, which means that tonight at 6 p.m., the Great Debate is on. The Great Debate, Robert Barnes and Nick Fuentes to face off over the Middle East crisis. Tune in tonight, 6 p.m., greatdebate.news. If you want to be reminded about this debate going live, if you're busy in the afternoons making dinner, doing something else, and it might slip your mind, just don't let that be a possibility. Go ahead and text the word news to 833-470-0438. That's N-E-W-S to 833-470-0438. You'll get an alert letting you know that the Great Debate is about to be live. It is, of course, the Great Debate about the crisis in the Middle East and America's support for Israel. Very exciting stuff, and I'll be excited to be here for when that is going on. First, I want to go to this video. John Bowne, his latest report, The Perfect Threat from Beyond. Here it is.
Henry Kissinger once said, "Today Americans would be outraged if United Nations troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown." When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. And here America sits, vulnerable from a pandemic subjugation that has terrorized our rights.
White evangelicals, 45% say they won't get vaccinated, according to a Pew Research. Republicans, almost 50% of Republicans are refusing to get the vaccine. So we won't reach herd immunity because of those particular groups. So I say we need to shun those that refuse to get vaccinated. Just like now in certain states, many states, I know in New York, there are signs on storefronts, on businesses, all across the state, no mask, no entry. I think if you have not been vaccinated, no entry.
Infiltrated by decades of Marxist indoctrination that began in America's universities and has now permeated into America's elementary schools and destroyed our cities. While American police are increasingly unable to respond to 911 calls as their departments are hollowed out while criminals pour over our border.
Please hurry, because it sounds like she's being assaulted right now.
It sounds like she's being raped currently.
We'll be out there as soon as possible.
As soon as possible on March 30th for the Salt Lake City Police Department meant 28 minutes.
The stage is set for Kissinger's United Nations troops to take center stage, but they need that one event that will undeniably convince the public that their very existence is threatened. The evidence of unidentified flying objects confronting the military is so prevalent that it is almost undeniable.
Absolutely extraordinary, and every day it seems like new information drops, things that the public and the media weren't told. So, for example, former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe just threw into the conversation the other day the fact that the satellite imagery of all this and some of the speeds being reported seem to blow the theory about foreign drones out of the water. We must be told what's going on here, and we should think of this upcoming report to Congress as an intelligence assessment of the phenomenon itself, and one that's long overdue.
But who is to say it isn't smoke and mirrors in order to unleash a more nefarious purpose, an invasion by global governance in the form of the Antichrist? The technology to create that illusion has long been available.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
We've seen hologram technology move leaps and bounds over the last few years. Maybe you caught Jesse's look at 3D volumetric displays a few weeks ago. Now, researchers from the Interact Lab at the University of Sussex have created three-dimensional holograms you can hear and even feel. They call their device the Acoustic Trap Display. Essentially, it's using sound to manipulate a tiny particle that traces out these images.
And the New World Order is addicted to the big lie. So
we're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials. And right now, we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Old for 12, 50% off on Vazo Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with your free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Ooh, welcome back, folks. Second hour. In the third hour, I'll be joined by Ben De Laurentiis. I'm very excited to welcome him on and let him premiere his latest masterwork, his latest song, his parody song about Bill Gates. Very popular with the InfoWars audience. And your response to his work has inspired him to make a new song, and he'll be premiering that today at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. But for now, I want to take your phone calls. Give me a call. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call at American Journal right now. First come, first serve. We'll put you on air because I don't really know what I want to talk about right now. You can call about anything. It's one of those days. It's just one of those days for me where it's just like there is so much bad news coming in. It's not even necessarily like bad news, like, you know, like all these bad things happen. It's just like all of the updates to everything is bad. And it's almost like if you don't understand this type of stuff, like what can I say to make you understand what the hell's going on right now? What could I possibly say that would illuminate all of this, that would connect all of this? Because to me, it's so clear, and I think to a lot of our audience, it's pretty clear, too, how all of this is so intricately intertwined. But for people that aren't paying attention or just don't want to know or, you know, aligned on the opposite side, like, what can I say? It's like that video that we showed you of the cops just standing there, blinking, dead-eyed, thousand-yard stare as parents are, like, begging them. They're like, they're kidnapping children and performing medical experiments on them behind you. Why are you protecting the people kidnapping children, performing medical experiments? And the cops are just like, move along, please. Like, what do you say to that person? What do you say to the people who are so far gone? I think a lot of people are probably feeling this way because a lot of people I talk to, we feel this way. Like, we just list out all of the stupid crap going on. And we're just like, we can't talk to these people. Like, there's no talking to these people. When you are so far gone that you are like Jim Jones cult level drinking the Kool-Aid, what are you supposed to say? To me, the most shocking thing about the Jim Jones event, which, you know, we've covered so much here, and Gregory's came out that great video earlier last week, wasn't just that he got, you know, potentially hundreds of people to commit suicide. Not that it was, you know, that he was a communist, that fact is sort of hidden from people. It was a religious cult. Oh, sure. even though he, by his own admission, said he infiltrated the church in order to push communism. And he used the same mind control tactics that we're seeing take place across the country today to get us to commit civilizational suicide. He got his flock to commit what he called, quote, revolutionary suicide. But the most amazing thing about that whole event was that there was audio recording of the final moments of that cult's existence. There's audio recording of Jim Jones giving the order to drink the Kool-Aid. And you know what happens? One of his followers stands up and says, I don't want to do this. Says, I don't think this is a good idea. Saying, I think there's still hope. I don't think it's hopeless. I don't think we should all commit suicide. We can go here. We can go there. We can escape this way. We can still fight. We still have food. We're still strong. Let's keep going. What happens when his follower stands up and says, I don't think we should commit suicide. I think there is still hope. She's shouted down by the other people in the cult. Saying, you're a coward. You're afraid to kill yourself. Sit down. What are you, an enemy agent? We're going to kill ourselves. Don't try to stop us. I feel like that woman. I feel like that woman standing up going, I don't want to kill myself. And I don't think you all should want to kill yourselves. And you're shouted down. Just like, oh, are you hateful? Are you a racist bigot? It's just like, no, I just don't want us to kill ourselves. For the love of God. So that's kind of how I feel with all these stories. It's just like our civilization is killing itself. Oh, look, that's another part of our civilization being killed. Now, look, we're dying over here. It's just like I'm standing here going, hey, I don't think we should be doing this. It's like, shut up, sit down, bigot, coward, drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Kool-Aid right now or you're not a good communist. Just incredible. Just absolutely incredible. I mean, we'll play this video of Jen Psaki, White House spokesperson, clip 15. Just this is how disconnected with reality they are. This is how stupid these people are. And again, to quote Steve Hughes, they're either stupid or they're lying, and they're not stupid, so they're lying. That's what's happening here. They're not stupid. They know you defund the police. Violent crime skyrockets across the entire nation in every category, by the way. And then what do? They blame lack of gun control. They know it's not gun control. They're lying to you. Why do you keep believing them, America? Why do you keep falling for this crap? Let's go to Psaki here, just gaslighting the entire nation. Clip 15.
And then a look back over the weekend and over the last year. This past weekend, there were more than a dozen mass shootings across this country. 4,000 more people shot and killed by guns in 2020 compared to the year before. Is there a crime problem in this country?
Well, I would say certainly there is a guns problem, and that's something the president would say. And there are communities where local violence and community violence is an issue. And that's one of the reasons that we have proposed and have now are implementing funding for community violence prevention programs across the country. I will say that we don't often highlight, and you just gave me the opportunity to, the fact that between mass shootings that get a lot of attention, that we lower the flags, there are hundreds, thousands of people who lose their lives. And that's one of the reasons the president will continue to advocate for the Senate passing universal background checks, but also advocate for actions in states where we have seen the greatest level of activism over the past several years.
Does COVID have anything to do with the increase in numbers that we've seen in the last year?
In terms of local community violence, it's an interesting question. I'd have to ask our team to check on that. I know as I started off this briefing, giving an update on that, we've seen statistics on domestic violence. And obviously, we know that there are the loss of life at the hands of gun violence is often, too often, suicide can be domestic violence. And we've seen statistics as it relates to the impact on mental health. But I'd have to check with experts on the assessment of that.
Just amazing, isn't it? 1 year after George Floyd's death and violence is up. I think every major city has had at least a 30% rise in violent crime in a single year. And they're like, they defunded the police. They instigated, contributed to, and promoted the Black Lives Matter riots that took place for months on end. And then they're like, what's behind this rise in violence? Let's see, we defunded the police. We demonized them. We let criminals out of prison. We eliminated bail, so if you are arrested, you're just released back on the street immediately again. We've aggravated racial tension to the highest point of all time. And we put a bunch of progressive prosecutors and district attorneys in office who refuse to actually charge people with the crimes that they commit. Is it COVID? Did COVID cause the crime rate increase? These aren't serious people. These aren't people you can have a conversation with. These aren't issues that we can debate back and forth and show stats on one side, stats on the other, come to some sort of middle ground. These people are power-hungry psychopaths. They've defunded the police. That's caused a rise in crime. And now they're using that rise in crime to try to take your guns. Do you understand how insidious this is? They cause the rise in crime, and then they use that rise in crime to go after your guns. It's not that hard. They do it over and over. They cause the pandemic. They do the lockdowns. Lockdowns cause economic crash. They use economic crash to justify consolidating entire industries under their control, massively increase dollar printed, lowering your money. I mean, it's just cause and effect, people. Is it that hard to understand? Cause and effect. Are you stupid or are you a damn liar?
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
thebiopros.com.
Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out. That people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com. I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous. But it's worth it. I'm very honored to be in the fight. So thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. The PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off DNA Force Plus.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
There with a song like that. Keep your rifle by your side. I can't help but be in a good mood when I hear that song. It's so good. They can scream and shout, but they can never smoke us out. What is this? Wait, this last one I think is even better. It's from a video game called Far Cry. I like. They've got money in their bank. They've got the guns and tanks. They can preach their hate, but they won't get past the gate. Keep your rifle by your side. Absolutely fantastic. It's that type of music that is lulling my son to sleep every night. I must protect my place. They've got money in their banks. They've got their guns and their tanks. But we won't fall as long as we can fight. Amazing, amazing stuff. Folks, I've said it like 100 times today, but I'm going to say it again because of how important this is. Tonight, 6 p.m., greatdebate.news is happening. Robert Barnes, Nick Fuentes, Nick the Knife, Robert the King. I don't know. He needs a nickname, too. Robert Barnes is like a – what does he remind me of? He's like a patriarch, you know? He's always like smoking a cigar, drinking a whiskey in a big leather chair with – books that he's actually read behind him. The encyclopedia, maybe. He also has an encyclopedic knowledge of politics, politicians, laws. It'll be a lot of fun. And again, I'm just promoting it so much because I want it to go well, because I want it to be something that we do in the future and that we continue to host debates on important topics from thinkers on two sides of something that may divide our audience. Maybe it divides the right. Maybe it divides America at large. Regardless, we don't have a lot of interchange of ideas in this modern new media landscape, and I would love for InfoWars to be that battleground upon which great contests are decided. And you can help make that a reality, help make this first little foray a massive success by joining in tonight at 6 p.m. If you'd like a reminder to that so you make sure not to miss it and you get a direct link to the debate the moment it goes live, go ahead and text NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438. Really incredible. Just to give you an idea about the topic that they are discussing, I want to play a video here. It is the destruction that has been wrought. Clip number 20. Drone footage shows a bird's eye view of the destruction in Gaza City after 11 days of fighting between Palestinian militant groups and Israel. Look at the destruction that has been wrought in Gaza City. Again, Gaza, about the size of Detroit, about four times as many people in Detroit are in Gaza City, about 2.2 million in a 100 and I think 28 square foot or square foot. It's not that bad. Square mile area. A truly dystopian, hellish landscape made even more hellish by the bombardments that took place over the last 11 days. Here is the drone footage of this destruction. You see it's pulling out of a small family, just piles of rubble that used to be apartment buildings, office blocks. Lives shattered. He says, when we came here, it was hit by a strike and saw what you're seeing here. In addition to fire, everything was burning. The building my store, Zahuta, is inside the first and second floor. When we got here, we couldn't recognize the area. Absolutely incredible images of destruction here. If you're a radio listener, you got to go to band.video and find this stream, or you simply search drone footage. Palestine says, we've lost everything that we own, from furniture to all of our memories. He's the owner of a building destroyed by an Israeli strike. Just entire buildings reduced literally to cinders and stone. It says, my company here, my house is here. My company loses around, my company's losses reached around 3 million. But I'm only talking about the machine and the equipment. I had equipment and machines in there that were not available anywhere else in Gaza. There you go, and life carries on, and they rebuild and continue. Truly incredible. So whether you think that this was a terrorist act by a colonizing force in the Israelis, or whether you think they were hiding Hamas and are terrorists and deserved it, massive consequences for what goes on in the Middle East, and it reverberates around that region and around the world. And so there's maybe not a more important topic on the minds of Americans right now than that. Although that's not true, is it? It's a lot of other important topics. COVID-19, there's the open racism happening. There's the vaccine, the origins. In fact, there's an article today from Washington Post. Incredible. From their fact checker section. Listen to this headline from Washington Post. Timeline: how the Wuhan lab leak theory suddenly became credible. Let me repeat that. Timeline: how the Wuhan lab leak theory suddenly became credible. Mind-blowing, isn't it? Isn't this amazing? The source of the coronavirus has left more than 3 million people dead around the world remains a mystery, but in recent months, the idea that it emerged from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, once dismissed as a ridiculous conspiracy theory, has gained new credence. How and why did this happen, they ask? For one, efforts to discover a natural source of the virus have failed. Second, early efforts to spotlight a lab leak often got mixed up with speculation that the virus was deliberately created as a bioweapon. That made it easy for many scientists to dismiss the lab scenario as tin hat nonsense. But a lack of transparency by China and renewed attention to the activities of the Wuhan lab have led scientists to say they were too quick to discount a possible link at first. Like, what do you even say to this? How about nothing has changed? You lying scumbag, disinformation propagandist, lying artist have been undone. You have been uncovered. Your lies have been destroyed, and now you have to meekly turn towards the truth as if you were going there the whole time.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I can spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I can tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock, sold out for 7 months, 40% off, Super Male Vitality, 50% off, Prostaguard, 40% off, Alpha Power, 50%, Ultra 12, 50%, Vazo-V, 50%, free shipping, and Patriot points, and it comes to InfoWar, and it's incredible products, and George Soros hates it! Ha-ha! You know, I'm cutting an ad right now. And I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off. Or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Super Male Vitality is back in stock, 50% off. The Prostaguard is back, 40% off. The Alpha Power is back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or Vazo-Beats, back 50% off. No, it's then. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales. One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine until they can save it. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that can barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than 2/3 the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll go directly after your phone call this segment, but quickly, I just was checking on Twitter, and Holocaust is trending. Thank goodness. Can't forget about that. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene equated the use of vaccine passports and vaccination logos, which confirm individuals are protected against COVID-19. She likened those to discriminatory practices during the Holocaust. Then they say, despite the fact that various vaccine identifiers and requirements have been in existence for over a century. That's how far this gaslighting is going. They're literally trying to tell you that all of this insane vaccine passport, discrimination, segregation, medical records being presented to business. Like, they're telling you this has been happening for over a century. All of this is brand new. It's all perfectly novel. And they're like, well, we've always done this. Really? You trying to gaslight us here? How dumb do you think we are? How dumb are we, I guess, is the question to ask. Oh, we've been doing this for centuries. Really? I don't remember that. But here's the thing, right? Obviously, Jews in Nazi Germany had to wear a yellow star to denote that they were Jewish. Is it really that hard to imagine that the CDC comes out, or even, you know, just like a law is suddenly on the books that's like, in order to keep vaccinated people safe, unvaccinated people must wear an armband denoting their status as unvaccinated. Those found without the armband will be subject to fines of $500 to $1,000 plus 30 days in jail. Like, is that really that hard to believe? Is it really? I mean, they're already issuing statements about, you know, it's a felony to fabricate a vaccine card. If you lie about your vaccine status, you can go to jail. Like, they're already passing that sort of stuff. Is it really that outrageous to imagine that they would want to mark unvaccinated people as non-people, as unworthy of participation in modern life or in daily life, in the same way that the Nazis treated the Jews? And do you not think the vast majority of Americans would be happy about this? Oh, thank goodness. You know, I'm vaccinated, so I'm immune to the virus, but I'm terrified of the unvaccinated people, and I don't want to be around them. There's a mental illness that's been forcibly implanted in the mind of the American public. Do you understand? None of this makes sense. If you were vaccinated, why would you have to separate yourself from the unvaccinated people? What do you think a vaccine is? Like, how dumb are you? Literally, we have like friends that are like, yeah, we'll hang out once you guys are vaccinated. It's like, if you're vaccinated, why do you care if I'm not vaccinated? It is a mental, like, these people, the logic doesn't have anything to do with it. Consideration, common sense, understanding of scientific reality. None of that. It's just a mental illness. It's just psychopathy injected into you through your television screen. Wake up, folks. You guys are just beyond hope, I think. Truly incredible. Let's go out to the phone calls now. Let's go to Joy in Pennsylvania. Wants to talk about fighting for your rights. A lot of people talking about fighting for your rights on today's phone calls. We'll try to get to all of them. Let's go now to Joy in Pennsylvania. Thanks for calling in, Joy. You're on the air. Joy, come in, Joy. Do you read me, Joy? All right. Moving on.
How you doing?
Oh, okay.
No,
I have,
it's
yes.
me.
Is it Jay? It might be Jay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, I'm sorry, that, Jay.
Yeah, that woman was fiery, and I really appreciated her. You know, you, Owen, James O'Keefe, Chris Sky, and many others that you have on your program, you know, truly giving it a go to try to get our rights back the way they're supposed to be. And I turned off Dan Bongino's show after listening to the president to listen to you, because you guys have more of a bite and a more of a fight, and you're more interesting.
Mm.
And I like Bongino, but he's got fight in him, but I'm going to say he's kind of old and over the hill and given into the system that you guys haven't given into, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. Well, it just sounds
that way.
Yeah, you know, you got to do things. If you want to do things like interview Donald Trump, you got to play the game. You got to be in the system. You got to, you know, get the approval of the establishment if you want to do things like interview certain people or, you know, be welcomed on their shows and stuff. We understand. We're the outsiders. We aren't welcomed in these respectable circles. But we're absolutely okay with that, and we're glad you're here with us. Jay, anything else you want to let us know?
Well, I've seen on Facebook a bunch of women walking around Israel with guns on their backs, and that's the way it should be here.
Mm.
We should be more prepared. I'm prepared. I'm a truck driver. I'm all over the United States. And I don't want them to have any problems with anybody. But if it happens, it happens. But we need to get our country back. And I'm willing to sign up. I'm actually a handicapped individual that drives a truck. But I'm willing to fight for the country. The country's been good to me, you know.
Yeah.
That's about all I got.
No, well, that's great, Jay. I hope you call back this Friday. We're doing a monthly thing. We did it for the first time last month, but we'll do it again this Friday. The last Friday of every month, we're doing a trucker call-in show. So we take calls from truckers only to talk about their experiences as they crisscross the country hauling goods and having a lot of time to think about stuff and listen to things. So, Jay, I hope you call back on Friday, and we'll be sure to take your call and talk more about how to fight back. Thanks so much for the call today. Let's go now to who's been on the longest. Josh in North Carolina talking about the vaccine shedding. Josh, I think you've called in a couple times, right? Is this an update into your experience with your wife and her workplace setting? Or maybe I'm mistaking you with somebody else. Either way, Josh, you are on the air. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Harrison, what's up, man? No, I have called in a couple times. But, yeah, so my wife is a phlebotomist, and she works at, you know, a place that takes, you know, plasma from people or whatever. And she is not vaccinated, of course, you know. And she's talking about all the girls at her work are kind of like, are you going to get your shot? Like, why are you not going to get it? Blah, blah, blah. And, like, all the girls there, well, not all of them, but most are vaccinated. And, you know, I heard about the shedding, but, of course, didn't think nothing, you know, personal in my life would happen. But then my wife started experiencing irregular menstrual cycles.
Really?
And she had no idea what was going on. And she was also getting, like, kind of sick after all these people were starting to report that they were vaccinated. So I was like, dang, like, you know, vaccine shedding. I didn't know if you wanted to comment back on that, but I had another point I wanted to bring up separate.
No, I mean, yeah, that's terrifying. I'm sorry to hear that. God, who knows how long it'll be till we actually get answers about this sort of stuff, since the mainstream media doesn't seem willing to report on it or talk about it. It doesn't seem like the medical industry is particularly eager to talk about this either. So, yeah, I just hope it's a temporary thing that, you know, your wife's body can regulate itself and not be affected by this. That's horrible. But what else did you want to say, Josh?
Well, yeah, I mean, she's hanging in there or whatever, but, yeah, I guess we'll see. But so where I'm located, I'm in Eastern North Carolina. I'm located in between Fort Bragg and Camp Lejeune, a Marine Corps base, large one, and a large Army base. I got friends at both. They're starting to say, like, a caller called in yesterday, I believe it was that Owen show. I think she was a Navy girl talking about mandating vaccines. Well, I'm on a men's baseball league around here with a bunch of Marines. They're talking like, no, they're not mandating vaccines, but they are in a way by saying, you know, mission first. You know, we have a mission that we're going on. You have to get vaccinated. They're talking like all the gyms on post and on base can't get in unless you're vaccinated.
Mm.
So, one way or another, they're trying to find a loophole to where they can make people get vaccinated. And it's our service members. And like the girl is saying, lower enlisted have no rights. And even like lower level NCOs are getting pressured into getting vaccinated.
Yep. Yep. Oh, it's not the government doing it. It's just the military and corporations, institutions, public areas, private companies. Yeah. It's being mandated, and you need to fight back against it. And even if you're vaxxed, you should still be fighting back against it, right? Because you chose to get vaxxed. You have to understand, you're setting the groundwork for some horrible stuff, and you have to fight back against it now.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials, and right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vaso Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You've got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with a store of free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refuse to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccine, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We go directly out to your phone calls now. It looks like the lucky winner of our first connection is Luis in Virginia. A couple ways to pronounce this name. If you're in Virginia and your name starts with an L, you are on the air. Is it Luis? Did I get that right?
Louise.
Louise, okay. Welcome to the program, Louise.
Well, thank you. I'm a first-time caller. Listener of many years, thank you, and Alex, Owen, Rob, Greg, John, the rest of the crew, for all you do.
Well, thank you.
And I've bought so many products from the store that I love, like the coffee and Alexa Pure, vitamin, mineral fusion, winter sun, storable food, and many other things.
Well, thank you very much, Louise. You're the info warrior that helps keep us on the air.
Well, I wanted to just make this point.
Sure.
Is that over the years, InfoWars has largely ignored the issue of American foreign policy in the Middle East and the influence of Israeli interests. Now, it's understandable because it's a very controversial issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm looking forward to the debate tonight. And I'm wanted to recommend a couple of books for you, and you do seem to have a pretty good handle on the issue. And for the listeners, one is a book called Theft of a Nation by William W. Baker, who was an archaeologist in Israel And that's when he became a Christian, because he saw a lot of evidence of what was in the Bible.
Oh.
That book was written in 1982. And the second book is the book The Zionist Connection by the Jewish scholar Dr. Alfred Lilienthal, who was an anti-Zionist. But that book was written in 1978. Both of them provide really great historical perspective on the Middle East. And lastly, I wanted to recommend that you have as a guest on your show Philip Turney, who's one of the survivors of the June 8, 1967 deliberate and unprovoked attack by the Israeli military on the USS Liberty. It killed 34 and wounded 171 American sailors. LBJ covered it up.
Yeah.
And ever since, Middle East policy has never really been the same as far as any balance in that region.
Yeah.
The anniversary is coming up on June 8th.
You know, that's really not a bad idea, and we'll try to get him on for June 8th. I think that would be a fantastic thing to cover. You know, one of the early InfoWars documentaries was about the USS Liberty. It was about false flags, and USS Liberty was one of the ones featured. And yeah, I sort of have a unique perspective on Israel, because one of my best friends growing up, all throughout middle school and high school and to this day, is a Lebanese Christian, Orthodox Christian, whose family had been killed by the Maronite Catholics in Lebanon who were assisting the Israelis. And so I grew up with a very different perspective being told to me, and that being the perspective of the Orthodox Christian Lebanese people rather than the mainstream media or the politicians or anybody else trying to, you know, shape my perspective on it. I got the on-the-ground reports from the people actually involved in this, so I do have a somewhat of a different perspective on Israel, and I appreciate that our audience is sort of split on this topic, but hey. That's what it's all about, right? Contending, two ideas contending, two perspectives going head to head. That's what the great debate is about tonight. And, of course, one of the beautiful things about InfoWars, we can disagree on stuff if we agree that what we're aiming for is human liberty around the world and, you know, self-sufficiency, self-determination, and freedom. You know, then we can determine how exactly we get to that. Thanks so much for the call, Luis. I really enjoyed that. And I thank you so much for going to InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's the only way that we remain on the air. And as so many of our callers represent, amazing products. People really can't get enough of our products. Try them yourself and you will see why. The Ultimate Fish Oil is 50% off. There's a trifecta combo right now with X2 Turbo Force and the fish oil for 60% off those three products. There's 50% off Winter Sun Plus. I'm telling you, Winter Sun Plus is the product I probably use most of all because I want to boost my immune system. I want to be as healthy as possible. So I make sure personally to take Winter Sun every single day. Fish oil is also a daily product for me, though I forget sometimes. I never forget Winter Sun. And then Turbo Force is, of course, the best energy you can possibly get. It's all available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Try them for yourself. See if they work for you. See if you like them. And if you do, then great. And if you don't, at least you're supporting the InfoWar. And to be honest with you, you'll probably like it. You get what you pay for. You get what is advertised on InfoWarsStore.com. The fizzy magnesium drink is delicious and full of the magnesium that your body needs to operate at its maximum efficiency. So I really don't think you'll be disappointed with any of our products. So if any of them strike your fancy, please do go buy them now at InfoWarsStore.com. You get great discounts, great products, and coverage that is totally real. I guess that's the only way to put it. It's real. I'm just up here telling you what I think about stuff. No alternative agenda. No hidden strings being pulled. Just pure, concentrated anti-globalist rage. You get that when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Let's move on to the next caller. Katie in Maryland. George Soros ties with Jared Kushner. You know, Jared Kushner is tied in with a lot of very important people, isn't he, Katie?
Well, yeah, that was the question I had, since he was the national security advisor to Trump. So My question is, with Black Lives Matter being such a threat to our country, how Jared Kushner and George Soros' relationship is, how that's affecting the Black Lives Matter organization. I mean, I don't understand why Trump didn't pull his funding out of Black Lives Matter if that's who's funding it. I just wanted to know your thoughts on it.
Well, I think Jared Kushner's presence in the Trump administration was probably the greatest downfall of the Trump administration. I mean, almost every time there was something that was like, why is Trump doing this? It's like reports are that Jared Kushner pushed this. This is Jared Kushner's idea. Jared Kushner has spearheaded this effort. And it's like, why is this liberal dude, like very liberal guy, basically in charge of like 90% of Trump's policy? It made no sense at all. And even after Trump was out of office, the word on the street is, and this was really confirmed by the creator of Gab, when Trump got kicked off Twitter, he wanted to go to Gab, and Jared Kushner stepped in and prevented him from doing so. So it's like, oh, good move, Jared. Oh, you're such a strategic genius. No, no, don't go on Gab. Don't go alternative media. Just go ahead and be silenced, father-in-law. Scumbag. So I really don't know about how close he is to George Soros. I know that he used to like Bibi Netanyahu used to like, you know, sleep in his guest room when Jared was a kid. So he's incredibly well connected and, of course, comes from a billionaire family, owns 666 Fifth Avenue or something. I mean, he's a creepy dude and maybe the Antichrist. I don't know. Thanks for the call, Katie. It's a good point. And yeah, you want to talk about some problems with, I mean, who stands like this? Who stands like this? What is that? He's got womanly hips. All right, let's move on to the next caller, Matthew in Arizona. You are on the air, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Harrison?
Pretty good, thanks.
So yesterday I had went to a FEMA site that was set up for vaccinations in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
And I had been kind of following you guys for the last 2 years, and I had decided to take a stand, and I had went down there to get some information on the Moderna vaccine. And I was immediately approached by about six FEMA people and about two, assuming public security for the building that they had there, but definitely FEMA was there. They told me I was not allowed inside to ask about any information. I have this all documented on my phone, by the way.
Wait, why did they come up to you? Why did they single you out?
Because I approached them and I asked them, I said I was interested in possibly getting the vaccine, but I was wanting to know about the SM-102 that was in Moderna. And immediately, I don't know for what reason, they had surrounded me and told me I was not allowed in there, that they would go get the information and bring it to me. And then I had stated, this is all recorded, by the way, that wouldn't I want a doctor or somebody administering the vaccine to bring me this information and not a security guard? And the FEMA guy told me he did not know why they would not let me in there. And I asked him, so you work for FEMA, but you can't tell me why.
All right, that's very weird, Matthew. If you want to send us that video, I would like to play it because that sounds very interesting. It's just like he knows about SM-102. He's an informed individual. Get him out of here. Get him out of here right now. We need ignorance. Bring in the ignorant police.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous, but it's worth it. I'm very honored to be in the fight, so thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. The PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Just today over at The Washington Post, a China shill called Michael Gerson wrote a hilariously overwrought column with this title, quote, "The right is dwelling on slanderous myths about the origins of COVID-19. Slanderous myths, Russian QAnon sleeper cells slandering the Chinese government." It's pretty funny. The good news is it's almost over. You're probably not going to see a lot more columns like that going forward. The nonsense is finally dying down. At other parts of Michael Gerson's own newspaper, we have learned, they are working on news stories about how the virus did, in fact, escape from a lab in Wuhan. So the debate among serious people over the origins of COVID appears to be pretty much winding up. Pretty much every sane person at this point acknowledges that the government of China likely caused the single worst man-made disaster in human history. As if we need more evidence of that, over the weekend, the Wall Street Journal reported that the very first people infected with COVID-19 were probably researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. In November of 2019, three of them were taken to the hospital with symptoms. Now, the Wall Street Journal did solid reporting on that, but it wasn't entirely new. Back in January of this year, the State Department issued a fact sheet telling the whole country the same thing. They said the first COVID patients were not, in fact, hungry patients of the local wet market, reckless diners who gorged on pangolin and bats. No, they weren't. The first patients were researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Clearly, obviously, they've been infected at work while working on the virus. So if you're trying to understand where COVID came from, and you should be, if you want to prevent future pandemics, that State Department memo this January told you a lot. And yet it was ignored. In fact, just a few hours ago, Tony Fauci himself, the man in charge of our whole response to COVID-19, explained to CBS News that he'd never even heard about the State Department's findings on the Wuhan lab. He had no idea. In other words, Fauci's own employer, the U.S. government, publicly released compelling evidence that the virus he devotes his life to fighting escaped from the very biolab that Tony Fauci had sent American tax dollars to fund. And yet somehow Tony Fauci was totally unaware of this. He didn't know it till he read this weekend's Wall Street Journal. It was news to him, bolt from the sky, totally new information. Can we believe him when he says that? No, of course we can't. In fact, this show has heard that on or about November 19th, 2019, right around those time those Chinese researchers became the first COVID patients on planet Earth, the government of Thailand contacted the CDC and Tony Fauci's office to say that its intel service had picked up biological anomalies around the lab in Wuhan. In other words, there had been a leak. Now, we can't confirm that the Thai government sent this message, though we believe the Thai government did. We do know that several other allied foreign governments, including the governments of France and Australia, have gathered evidence showing the virus escaped from a Chinese lab. Yet Tony Fauci, who runs the whole thing, didn't know any of this? Come on. Of course he knew. Fauci, in fact, has known from the beginning that the virus may well have come from that lab. Many people have known that. But Fauci lied about it for more than a year. Here he is in May of 2020 in an interview with the Willing Dupes at National Geographic, telling you that as one of the world's most eminent scientists, there is really no chance that COVID-19 was engineered by human hands.
If you look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now, it's very, very strongly leaning towards this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated, the way the mutations have naturally evolved. A number of very qualified evolutionary biologists have said that everything about the stepwise evolution over time strongly indicates that it evolved in nature and then jumped species.
A number of very qualified evolutionary biologists betting you won't even know what that is. Really,
Chuck
a number
Carlson,
of
one of
so
the only voices in the mainstream actually covering this completely vital information. Really incredible stuff, folks. Ben De Laurentiis joins me on the other side. If you are a caller and you're on the line, stay on the line. We'll take your calls in the last 30 of this hour. But first, a new song by Ben De Laurentiis. You're not going to want to miss this. Stay with us.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. FazOV, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points, and it's the InfoWar, and it's incredible products, and George Soros hates it. Ha-ha!
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com, band.video, brought to you entirely by Infowarsstore.com. That's where you go to support this program and the incredible guest that we have. My guest this hour is Ben De Laurentiis. He's an American singer and songwriter, guitarist, and info warrior taking part in the culture war. You can find his albums, Liar for a Muse and Should Have Been a Mime, on SoundCloud under his name, Ben De Laurentiis. He recently appeared on Nashville Songwriter Association International's January 2020 EARS, E-A-R-S, list of musicians to watch. His website is BenDeLaurentiis.com. His SoundCloud is Ben De Laurentiis, and his Twitter is Ben_DeLaurentiis. But most importantly, you can find his work on Spotify. And very shortly, a new song will be on Spotify. It's a song that he's premiering for the first time on today's program. Very excited to have him back. Welcome to American Journal, Ben De Laurentiis.
Thank you for having me, Harrison. Happy to be back here. Feels good.
Well, it's good. You'll get comfortable here because you've had sort of a fun saga, a fun journey here. Start out with you tweeting at me a song that you made about Bill Gates that was just hilarious, a parody song, sort of love song to Bill Gates that I thought was fantastic. We played it. The audience loved it, wanted to get you on. And you said last time you were here, you said, yeah, I got a couple more ideas for songs. And I guess you've been hard at work ever since then, huh?
Yes. Actually, when I left that very day, I drove up to Baltimore, Maryland. And on the drive, I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do another production. I'm going to do a bigger production, and I started thinking, how hilarious would it be to have a duet between the conservative and the liberal, and they want a date, because, you know, liberal women are attracted to conservative men. That's just
naturally
sad fact.
Oh, yes.
For them.
Conservative women as well.
Exactly, exactly. But well, I just started thinking, I was like, how about a musical? How about like a Disney-style anti-globalist musical? Then the ideas, the video kept popping up.
That's good, because that is sort of the style that I've seen a lot of people making love songs about vaccines, right? There'll be like this Disney-style musical number about how much they love being injected with this shot. So it's good you're sort of turning it around on them. So tell us about this song. What is it called, and what can we expect? Because we're about to hear it here. A world premiere in mere minutes.
I'm excited for you to see it. I hope you laugh. It's called Two More Weeks Forever. And the girl in the video is actually my girlfriend, who is a fully radicalized woman. So I'm thinking about doing another blues song called Fully Radicalized Woman.
Ooh, I like that.
She sings really well, so she kind of steals the show from me there vocally. But she plays the liberal role, and she's an example of someone who watches CNN daily, and her life is very, you know, kind of very sad. And she lives in that dark place. She's scared to go outside. She wears the mask, but she wears the mask that would actually work. She wears the hazmat mask.
Oh, right.
And the whole video is kind of her full hazmat suit and me just kind of casual being like, maybe you should consider thinking a different way about things.
So I haven't seen it. I haven't listened to it. Some of our crew has. This is a full-fledged music video, not just a song. The last one you did, it was just you at your piano, an excellent song, but the production level video-wise was you know, pretty standard. Is this a little bit more, a little bit extra?
This is much more. I put so much work into this. We went on a couple trips, like one to the beach where I got some shots, and I just kind of I was like, if I'm going back on InfoWars, I got to do it bigger. I got to do it better. Because I love you guys, you know, daily listener. I rant about globalists to exhaustion. A bar the other day actually told me, they said, yeah, Ben, we'll have you, but like, you can't just rant about the globalists the whole time. Because that's what I do.
So now you put the rant into song form to sneak in the rants into your music. That's excellent. Well, I can't wait to see it. I say we waste no further time. If you'd like to introduce your song, the crew can pull it up, and I'm ready to do this. World premiere, folks, of the latest song by Ben De Laurentiis. Go ahead and intro it for us, Ben.
This is Two More Weeks Forever, the anti-globalist duet ballad.
Ben, I hate to tease our audience like this, but it sounds like we're having a little bit of a technical issue, and I want to hear this song at the best possible quality. So we're going to try to get that issue. It's totally on our side. We got to get this worked out and figure out the best way to hear it. But I don't want to play your masterwork here if it's not in the highest quality. So we're going to tease our audience just a little bit more. We're going to make them hang on for just a minute longer as our crew works feverishly to. Get a slightly different version of that, but I'm already intrigued. I see flowers, I see measuring sticks. I imagine social distancing will be a part of this. So, but since we're gonna take a second to play this, tell us a little bit more about the production, because again, I know a lot of people out there. The most common question we get is, what can we do? And I love bringing people on like yourself who have answered that question, who go, you know, I wanted to do something, so I did. You've gone out, you've made this production, produced a music video. The sound is such high quality. Our machines can't even play it, apparently. Tell us about the production of this. Was it a lot of effort to get, were you getting a lot of people together to film something, or was it just you and your girlfriend with a phone? How in-depth was this production?
Luckily, I had a nice camera and a nice lens that a friend recommended to me for some videos I've done in the past. And I just thought, let's make it like a movie. Let's make it kind of cinematic. Try to capture. We got this perfect sunset the first day we were out there shooting that beach scene. And as far as the musical production, I wanted to do something like I would normally do on like my albums. I wanted to do a big production. So I've got like the bass, the guitars, the pianos, the bells, a lot of layers, a lot of work on the vocals and mixing and editing. I put a lot of time and a lot of thought into it. Had a lot of laughter along the way. Every new idea, if I was laughing out loud, I knew, okay, this is gonna make the final cut, the final version. I ended up having to do most of the editing on my phone of the video, was a nightmare.
That is,
I had to erase
hard.
Everything that was on my phone to do it. Yeah, it was a real pain. A lot of struggle there, but I finally got it done. And even yesterday, I was like, I can't get it off my phone. I can't export it because I'm out of storage space, but finally worked out.
Oh, excellent.
Well, we'll see if it worked out.
It worked out. We have the clip now, but we're gonna save it till the next one so we can actually watch it and then talk about it afterwards. Which is really the way we should have done it. If I was professional, I would have kept teasing it for like several segments to get people to keep watching. But I was just excited to watch it and wanted to play it here. But it is ready, and we'll play it at the top of the next segment. But I think it's great that it's almost like, even if it was not good, it's like just the fact that you're doing something. And of course it is going to be good. Obviously if the Bill Gates song is anything to go by, and if the first 10 seconds is anything to go by, I imagine I'll enjoy it. But, you know, a lot of people have the ability to do this. You have a phone in your pocket with a high-def camera. You have audio recording equipment. You can make stuff that then people will want to share and spread and have a message in it. What advice would you have for people who maybe want to do something like this, but maybe they don't have your natural talent musically? Just what has been your experience, and how would you encourage people to actually make something to contribute to the info war?
I would say just go for it. Any idea you have, I mean, we have no voices in arts on our side. That's the thing. I think comedy is very important, and there's not a single funny person on the left, right? How sad is that?
Right.
They run comedy, and they're just not funny. So we need comedians. We need outspoken people. And, yeah, today we have the technology. We have everything's affordable. Anybody can really do anything. You put the time and the work into it, you can do it all in your bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it is, you know, it's the Nike slogan, man. Just do it. It's actually something that I had to learn here at InfoWars, because previously I would do music videos and short films and skits and things, and I was always sort of stuck in my head. I was always trying to think of everything before I ever started anything, and that doesn't fly here at InfoWars, right? If you spend a week putting a report together, it's over by that point, right? You've missed the boat. Mm-hmm. Things happen so quickly now. We really don't have time to, like, sit there and plan out for a few days and how am I going to do this. It's just about, here's the message I want to say, here's how I'm going to say it, going out and doing it, and then the next week it's done. It's been a very short time since you were on here with Bill Gates, so you've been able to do all of this very rapidly. When we return in just a few minutes, Ben De Laurentiis, his newest song, two more weeks forever, will premiere that and talk to Ben De Laurentiis about his production cycle and the meaning of the song. Very excited to watch it. We have all of the technology in order now, so without any delay and without any trouble, we will be back with Ben De Laurentiis and his newest song in just a few minutes. Stay with us, folks.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads and I didn't tell people the most important part. No. It's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off. Or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality is back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard is back, 40% off. The Alpha Power is back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
By Ben De Laurentiis, Two More Weeks Forever. I thought that was excellent, but I had to mute myself so the whole song wouldn't be ruined by my laughing. The amazing thing about that, it was actually a pretty accurate representation of a conversation between people. Like, I wouldn't even put that in the realm of parody. That was just a normal conversation with a liberal set to music. Is that what you were trying to achieve?
I wanted to accurately cover it. Like, I wanted to be sensitive, because the thing about people like us, we're empathetic. So we understand where they're coming from. We want to show that we understand where they're coming from. Now it's time they understand where we're coming from.
Yeah.
We kind of see the whole thing as a joke at this point. Like, it was fine to be scared the first 2 weeks. We were all scared for 2 weeks. But, you know, this just goes on and on and on. As you see, America's doing better than the other countries, which is awesome. America's obviously the rebels and the great country. But the other countries, especially Canada, are like, they're not getting past this at all.
Right. Right.
And as like David Icke warned, this is all part of their plan. They kind of loosen the noose a little bit and say, yeah, enjoy your summer. Because we all know flu season, virus season's coming soon. Mm-hmm. And we're all terrified of what that's going to mean for the vaccinated, the unvaccinated, everybody.
Right. And that's why we're trying to push back now and say, look, we've made some gains. Now people are questioning where it came from. Now people are starting to say, okay, the masks don't work. The lockdown doesn't work. The social distancing was made up and it doesn't actually have an effect. Now it's time to push back and not go, oh, whew, they've loosened things a little bit. Now we can rest. Now we can relax. No, now we push harder.
Exactly.
Man, I'm going to have to listen to it a couple times because there were a couple things I think I may have missed exactly what the words were, but I really enjoyed when you're going, don't you ever think? And she's like, no, just no, I don't question things. I don't worry about it.
No.
I mean, my favorite line in that whole thing so far, again, I'm going to have to listen to it a few more times, but when you say, yeah, now next it's going to be the mark of the beast. And she goes, maybe, but whatever. I mean, that is exactly how I feel. We're sitting here going, this is the mark of the beast. This has been prophesied. This is evil. It's Satan. And they're just like, yeah, maybe. Maybe it is. You know, who cares?
Better safe than sorry. The TV told me. The TV is their friend, you know.
Incredible. Incredible. Very beautiful voice on you said your girlfriend, right? Or your wife. Very
girlfriend,
talented.
Yep.
Your girlfriend. Very high quality recording. Amazing video. I mean, I don't know how much experience you have in video, but this is not something that, you know, your average person is capable of putting together, in my experience. Very, very well done. How can people find this, share it, download it, pay you for it? How does our audience support you in this really amazing endeavor?
The best way would be to go to my website, bendelaurentis.com, and from there I have links to everything. This will also be on YouTube, and I just love everyone to take the moment to share it again, because Bill Gates' fever was doing so well, and then it kind of slowed down. And I truly believe the algorithms, just from having Bill Gates in the title, is going to kind of keep it down.
Mm.
This one might slip through their radar. I played a show after I was on InfoWars a couple of days later, and a guy I never met before showed up, and he's like, hey, you better play Bill Gates' fever. I'm like, you heard about that? He goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was like, you know, I feel like it's being kind of like the algorithms. He goes, I was literally just telling my girlfriend, like, the algorithms are holding you down.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I have to feel that way because I'm watching the numbers go up, especially when it came out on Spotify. It was like 100 views in like 20 minutes, and then it just stopped for like four days. I don't know.
That's how it happens.
Censorship.
You know, this song, Two More Weeks Forever, This is the special forces version of your Bill Gates song, because I feel like this is the type of song you could put on at a party, you put on, you know, at a dinner party or when you're hanging out with friends. People will just think it's a nice little love duet. Then maybe they start catching words and they're going, now wait, what are they singing about? Now wait, what's being said here? It stands on its own as a song, and I think this is a great way that you can sort of very subtly be signaling to people what the reality is. I think it's absolutely fantastic, and I hope it does even better than Bill Gates' fever. You've definitely stepped up the production. You've stepped up everything about it. I can't wait to see what you come up with next. You're going to have to come back and show us your next project, whatever it is, because we will certainly want to hear it. Again, the website is bendelaurentis.com. You can get it on SoundCloud at bendelaurentis. And your Twitter, if you want to follow that, is @ben_delaurentis. And people can get this on Spotify as well, right? It'll premiere on Spotify very shortly here.
Yeah, I think about 5 minutes ago it should have gone live.
Awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. I think that was absolutely excellent. I'm going to have to listen to it a few more times to make sure I catch all the little subtleties there. But I really do think you did a good job at capturing what it's like to talk to a liberal and the frustration that we have while still sort of understanding that they're just kind of lost and scared and afraid to speak up or question things. Really well done, and this is definitely the type of art that we need to get out there and make our arguments for us. I want to thank you again for coming on. Ben De Laurentiis, BenDeLaurentiis.com. You'll have to come on again very soon, sir. I hope you keep
Definitely.
Working.
Definitely. Thank you for having me, Harrison.
All right, keep up the good work. Keep up the production. Keep upping that production level. I see great things ahead in your future, especially here on InfoWars. BenDeLaurentiis.com and on SoundCloud and on Spotify. Go get it on Spotify. Pay this man for the work he's done. It's not easy to do this type of stuff.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials, and right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vazo Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with a store of free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine and don't think it's safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer. I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous. But it's worth it. I'm very honored to be in the fight. So thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ, CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. The PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal on InfoWars.com, band.video. Just had a very fun segment with Ben DeLaurentiis. I like having people on that create things, make things, have creative endeavors that they're dedicating to progressing the ideology of human freedom, individual liberty, self-sufficiency, independence. It's a beautiful thing, and it really is effective. And, of course, as Ben points out, so much of the entertainment media, just like the news media, is dominated by leftist ideas and policies. And so often anything on the right is like explicitly political and not very entertaining. That's why I like people like Ben De Laurentiis, Tom McDonald, their Anomaly. There's a lot of people out there, Bryson Gray, a lot of rappers out there, a lot of artists, musical artists out there. Their music is good, entertaining, fun to listen to on its own. But then you have the political message on top of that, embedded into that, writing it like the, it's the nuclear warhead. The song is the ICBM, the delivery method. But the real punch is that nuclear warhead of the information war, of the information that you need to know, and the arguments that are being made in a creative and entertaining way. It is what we need here. It's what we need because our media is just saturated with the globalist mindset. It's like too much salt on all of your food. It's everything. Just adds, like, can we just get a piece of fresh fruit here? Can we get something refreshing and entertaining and uplifting rather than this constant, the constant downer that is the globalist mindset? Truly incredible stuff, folks. Ben De Laurentiis, his name, BenDeLaurentiis.com. That's the I was going to say that's the second most important URL. InfoWars store would be the most important. But then you got greatdebate.news. That might be up there as well. And then, of course, band.video. A lot of URLs to know. The URL that you need to know today is greatdebate.news because tonight at 6 p.m., the great debate is on. It's Nick Fuentes and Robert Barnes debating each other head-to-head, man-to-man, argument-to-argument. A great duel of the minds tonight, 6 p.m., greatdebate.news. You can text the word news to 833-470-0438, and when you do that, you will get an alert to the great debate. You will be told it is on now. You will not miss it. You're cooking dinner. You're out walking the dog. Slips your mind. Suddenly you've missed the beginning of this very important event. Don't let that happen, folks. Text news, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438, and you will receive a text message and a link directly to the great debate so you don't miss a single minute, and it should be a fiery event. It's really exciting. These two guys, Robert Barnes and Nick Fuentes, like, I can't think of two better arguers, honestly. Like, Robert Barnes, I'd be terrified to go up against him in a debate. Nick Fuentes, totally the same. It's like, what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? That's what we're dealing with here. Two titans of speech and of intellect going head-to-head over a very important and very contentious topic, the conflict in Israel and America's support for Israel. Very important on a lot of people's minds. And, you know, something that's a lot of times hard to cover or talk about without insulting or infuriating somebody, which is why I'm excited. It's Robert Barnes and Nick Fuentes. Nick, obviously, is just very good at that in general. And Robert Barnes has the added emphasis of having that lawyer, the lawyer oeuvre, right? The lawyer spirit, where you're always very polite and you're always very proper, even when you're slicing somebody down verbally. Anyway, I'm very excited for it, and I hope you are as well. Greatdebate.news, text N-E-W-S to 833-470-0438. Now, I want to cover this topic very quickly, but you know what? I told you that we'd go to your call, so I'll do this in the next segment. First, we'll go to your phone calls, because I appreciate you fine folks hanging on for us and letting us know what is on your mind. Let's go now to Pete in Las Vegas asking, why haven't we seen Dr. Fauci get the shot? It's a good question. I guess we haven't seen Dr. Fauci get the shot, have we? I don't know. What do you think about this, Pete? We haven't, have we?
No, we haven't. We've seen all the people stand there and say, I don't care what's in it. Stab me. I do this, do that. Why haven't we seen the Rockefellers and all the rest of them sit down and let us put that injected into their arm and see what they last or if they last?
Right, right. It's a very good question.
There's all this confidence in something that's going to kill our children.
Yeah, yeah. That is a very good question. It seems like that would be one of the first things they do. They're I mean, they do it with flu shots in the years before. You know, you always have a big publicity thing where all the politicians go and get their flu shots and make a social media post about it and tell everybody to go do it themselves. Yet we haven't I haven't seen Bill Gates. I haven't seen Dr. Fauci. I haven't seen any of them get a shot.
Not one of them have taken the step forward and even just shown us that there's nothing to fear.
Yeah. Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting indeed.
I'll buy a ticket to that one.
This is him getting it right here. This is the first dose of the Moderna vaccine, so maybe he did get it. Still wearing his mask.
They had a placebo. I'm sure that they got stabbed with just some water. They didn't get the real thing.
Well, we know they've done that before, but I'm so sick of Anthony Fauci, and I'm ready for him to go away, and I think a lot of people are. It's just, I mean, honestly, to me, the most amazing thing in the last couple of days has been the fact that they actually have headlines, like from the Washington Post, that say, Anthony Fauci calls for an investigation into the Wuhan lab about the lab leak thing. It's like, I said that yesterday, we were talking to my sister, and my sister was like, thank you, Dr. Fauci, like my hero. It's like, oh, yeah, he's the one that's investigating. Oh, yeah, it's Dr. Fauci that brought this torch. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Our hero.
And it's just like,
he thinks that he's the wonder dog. You know, and I just believe that he is their number one man as far as for somebody to be blamed.
Yeah.
But why aren't we having the Nuremberg – I mean, trials getting ready to go ahead and build up right here.
That's what we got to do. We got to keep pushing forward. We keep saying it over and over again. It's not enough to have them go, oh, well, we made a mistake. I mean, Dr. Anthony, it's like, did it come from the Wuhan lab? He's like, it turns out it was me the entire time. Whoopsie daisy. I checked the receipts, and it turns out I invented the virus. I'm sorry. Ooh. It's like, yeah, this guy, scumbag.
I checked my memo.
All right. Thanks for the call, Pete. Let's go to Matt in New
Thank
York.
You.
Yeah, appreciate it, Pete. Good call. Let's go to Matt in New York. Wants to repeal Obama mandates. What's this about, Matt?
In 2012, Obama passed into legislation that you're allowed to use propaganda on the American people. And it's extremely troubling that we don't have one elected official, screaming to repeal this immediately.
Right.
So they're all lying to us. This is all a plan. That's why Fauci sits up there laughing. He's literally mocking us because he has carte blanche to lie to us. The whole thing is orchestrated. He will never be brought to justice. It is disgusting. And then on top of that, just real quick, in the Middle East, I believe that all the leaders are in on it, and they're just using their own people as pawns. If you want to stop wars, stop giving them money and weapons.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, hey, I have to agree to that, and certainly that there is an aspect of that. There's a lot of speculation as to whether Netanyahu sort of provoked all this stuff because he was under some trouble, and it's been done before. I mean, heck, I don't hold sort of the mainstream view of Richard Nixon, but it is a historical fact that Richard Nixon sabotaged peace talks in Vietnam. Because he didn't want his opponent in the presidential race to get credit for bringing peace to Vietnam. So, you know, this type of stuff has happened all the time. That, the Cambodia bombing campaign following that, as soon as Richard Nixon got into office, just massive amounts of death, all totally avoidable, except it was politically advantageous for it to happen for Nixon. So, I mean, it's the type of thing where you say it now, and people go, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist. You bring it up, hey, this happened 40 years ago. And they're like, definitely that happened. Same thing like the Reichstag fire. Ask any German, ask anybody about the Reichstag fire. It's, that was a false flag. Hitler did that in order to justify rounding up communists. It was a false flag. The Nazis set the fire themselves. It's like, so you perfectly understand that. And then you go, well, what about this is a fault? What about 9/11? What about some of these other things that are false flags? And they're like, but what? No, never. I refuse to even acknowledge that that might be a possibility. It never happens ever. Oh, history? Oh, yeah, it happens all the time. It's amazing.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes,
enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com. I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globalists are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock, sold out for 7 months, 40% off, Supermel Vitality, 50% off, Prostaguard, 40% off, Alpha Power, 50%, Ultra 12, 50%, Vazo-V, 50%, free shipping, and Patriot points, and it comes to InfoWar, and it's incredible products, and George Soros hates it! Ha-ha! You know, I'm cutting an ad right now. And I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off. Or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supermel Vitality is back in stock, 50% off. The Prostaguard is back, 40% off. The Alpha Power is back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or Vaso-Beats, back 50% off. No, it's there. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
One year ago today, George Floyd was killed. Or died. 1 year. 1 year later, what have the effects of that event been on the American civilization? Almost impossible to say, in my opinion, as the fallout will continue to unravel, the snowball will continue to roll down the hill, grow in size, and the effects of that few minutes in Minneapolis will reverberate through history, believe it or not. Believe it or not, that's exactly what will happen. Story by Brian York on Washington Examiner makes a few notes about what has happened over the last year. First of all, they say wall-to-wall media coverage of Floyd's death gave Americans a distorted picture of the extent of police violence. Fatal police shootings of unarmed civilians, black or white, are exceedingly rare. As the Manhattan Institute's Heather McDonald has pointed out, 14 unarmed black people and 25 unarmed white people were killed by police in 2019. What does this expose? Well, for one thing, it exposes that, again, they are exceedingly rare. As in, 0.2% of all black people murdered in America were killed at the hands of police officers. There were 14 of them. You go on the street and you ask people, especially liberals, how many black people have been killed by police in a single year. They sometimes guess upwards of 10,000. I can't remember the exact stats. Maybe the crew can find it. But they did a big study asking liberals and conservatives to guess how many black people, unarmed black people, were killed by police per year. And it was something like 25% of liberals think it's over 1,000. And the real answer is 14. But it's because when they talk about this, they leave out all the little details, like the actual number. On mainstream media, you hear over and over again, they're constantly killed. Every day they're being shot down by police. It's a hunting ground. I'm afraid I'm going to get shot in the head anytime I pull over because I'm a black man. I mean, it's just constant. It's a genocide. It's a slaughter. It's 14. 44% of liberals say they think cops killed around or over 1,000 unarmed black men in 2019. This article says it was actually 25. I don't think it was, though. I think it was 14. That's the number from the Manhattan Institute. 14 unarmed black people. And Tucker Carlson went into those 14 cases, and you found that, like, several of them, yeah, the guy was unarmed, but he was driving a car at the cop. Not exactly unarmed. He had the cop in a chokehold. You know, that type of stuff. But the way it's portrayed, the way it's talked about, the way the George Floyd death and Black Lives Matter movement has allowed the media to talk about this, you would think it's just a slaughter. It's just a constant slaughter. Just people walking to work, and suddenly cops are just like, look, a black guy, bang! Like, no, doesn't happen, doesn't exist, doesn't happen. But after a year of this concept being pounded into the consciousness of America by the mainstream media, that's what people believe, that's what they think is true. That's one of the effects. Nevertheless, a national uproar over Floyd's death turbocharged the Black Lives Matter movement and defund the police movement. Support for Black Lives Matter skyrocketed after Floyd's death, and several city governments, including Minneapolis, took steps to defund their police departments. Oh, by the way, before I move on, the stat that I just read you, 14 black people, 25 white people. So again, it's not just like the numbers that they're talking about aren't real. Like, it's not really the dire genocide that they're presenting it as. It's also clearly, unequivocally, not about race. Has nothing to do with race. It literally has nothing to do with race. Now, if this was a movement against police brutality, maybe there would be a point to this. Maybe you wouldn't have all of the negative effects that come with it. Maybe you wouldn't have the division that it causes. Maybe it would actually get something done. But see, that's why Black Lives Matter was invented. It was invented by people like George Soros and others who don't want the police to be defunded. They want them to be federalized. They don't want them to be defunded. They want them to be privatized. They'll pay for police. They'll still have armed bodyguards. They want you to be without protection. They'll still have national battalions of law enforcers in the FBI and other federal agents under control of the federal government. It's just your neighborhood won't have any police that they control. That was the plan. That was the intent. That was the purpose of Black Lives Matter. And it was brought about because there was a growing in legitimacy movement against police brutality. And they thought, man, we better cut this off at the knees. Better nip this in the bud. Tell them it's about racism, and then the entire movement will be completely pointless and unhelpful. Anti-helpful, hurtful to the causes that they claim. So those are the important things about these numbers. First of all, not an epidemic, not the biggest issue in the country, for damn sure. But most importantly, not about race. Nothing to do with race, the real problem. So, you know, it's like you have cancer, right? Like, police brutality, you can say, is the cancer on American society. And the Black Lives Matter is the doctor coming in and saying, all your symptoms of cancer, it's actually toe fungus. Yeah, it's athlete's foot. It's like you've given the wrong diagnosis. So your prescription will be ineffective and may, in fact, cause the illness to get worse. That's what's happening here. And that's what's happened over the last year. So Minneapolis and others, including Austin, have defunded their police. This, again, evidence of the incredible power of the mainstream media to exert control over the psychology of the American people. Say defund the police in January of 2020, you'll be looked at like a weirdo. What, defund the police? What the hell are you talking about? I'll padlock the hospitals while you're at it. What, defund the police? That makes no sense at all. 2 weeks later, your city is literally defunding the police. It's unquestionable. You're a racist if you don't support it. The amazing psychological levers that they're able to pull to convince people these insane things like defund the police are not just normal. They're necessary, and do it now, and 2 weeks later it's done. Yeah, they work incredibly fast. Government, incredibly efficient when they're crushing your rights, when they're doing something nefarious. They are just flawless. Try to get a parking ticket paid, suddenly you're dealing with chimpanzees in party hats. Oh, but you want to defund the police? They'll get that done. Lickety-split. No problem at all. It's done. Hundreds of millions of dollars now diverted to, you know, the Institute for Turning Black Children Queer. It's like, yes, we need community policing. We'll call it community policing, and then we'll just funnel hundreds of millions of dollars away from the police departments towards socialist non-governmental organizations. Fantastic. Well done. Congratulations. What's been the effect of this after a year? Unbelievable spiking in violent crime across the board in every major city. Vox, the left-wing rag, has themselves admitted 6,000 extra murders have taken place because of the defund the police movement. 6,000 people dead, lives ended, families shattered because of the defund the police movement in a single year. Probably a low number, if I had to guess. But again, it's happened across the board. Those cities that defunded the police are experiencing a wave of violence. New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, St. Louis, Atlanta all have experienced huge increases in crime. The situation in Minneapolis is particularly dire, with homicides there between January 1st and last week up 108%, more than doubled since the same period just last year. Shootings were up 153% and carjackings 222%. The crime increase began after Floyd's death and has never let up. Now, amazingly, I showed you the clip earlier today. The White House blamed this on gun control or COVID. They're like, gosh, George Floyd dies, we defund the police, violence spikes in all of the cities where we defunded the police. What could be the cause of this? Is it COVID? Is it gun control? We're just scrambling to figure this out. Yeah, gun control measures didn't change. Like, how dumb are these people? It's like you have one stat that's going along, then you make a major change, and that stat changes, and you blame it on something that didn't change. If you could point to and say, look, you got rid of gun control and then the violence spiked, maybe you'd have a point. But this is how illiterate these people are, scientifically, possibly literally. We don't know. But the amazing thing is all violent crime, stabbings, carjackings, assaults, theft, they've all gone up. So the idea that this could be blamed on guns is absurd beyond belief. The gun crime has risen in accordance with, in tangent with, all of the other violent crime. Just amazing. So how has the world changed in the year since George Floyd died? We'll see. There's armed police on every major city street. Total collapse, racism higher than it's ever been in my lifetime. Total chaos, total destruction, death, misery. Thanks, Black Lives Matter.
When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and t-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products and we're coming back and getting more. And thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Super Bowl Vitality or Vasobeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out. I don't really need to sell you on how beet concentrate is really good for your heart, good for your liver, good for your lungs, good for your cardiovascular system and your brain. It's well known, and so beet supplements are amongst the best sellers out there. So I went out to a top lab and I said, what is the strongest beet concentrate you can do? A copy of the popular formula you have. And they explained that their formula had a certain percentage, and I said, just like with Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula, for the average competitors at 5% curcuminoid, I said, no one else does 95, that's the highest level. I said, give me 95% curcuminoid. Didn't even cost much more. And we have 95% curcuminoid. Well, it's the same thing here. This is a very strong beet extract, and it's very good for your body, good for your heart, and it's back in stock, BasoBeets, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Turbo Force is back in, DNA Force is back in, Ultra 12 is back in, Super Male Vitality is back in, and they all fund the InfoWar, and their store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points for the week of Memorial Day.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.